I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. What happens when a country's highest court decides to revoke the citizenship of thousands of its citizens? That's what the Constitutional Court in the Dominican Republic decided to do last September. The ruling mostly affects Dominicans of Haitian descent who had an ancestor who came over without legal papers. The decision, not surprisingly, has strained relations with the country's closest neighbor, Haiti. And as Amy Brackett reports, it's just as controversial inside the Dominican Republic.
It's a Monday evening in the coastal city of Barahona. Residents hang around the city's central Arco de Triunfo, the Grand Arch. It's in the middle of a noisy rotary. Mario Matos Cuevas sits on a park bench. He's an 81-year-old retired soldier. I ask him what he thinks of the Constitutional Court decision, or what people here simply call la sentencia. The sentencia is very controversial and has attracted the attention of the whole world, he says. But, according to the president of the Dominican Republic, everyone in every country in the world needs to legalize themselves. So our president has been very clear, very explicit, that everyone must get their papers in order. But isn't it unfair, I ask, to make people who lived in the country for generations go back and apply for papers all over again? No, he says. According to the Haitian Constitution, anyone of Haitian descent, whether legal or illegal, living in any country is Haitian. That's what their constitution says. But then a man sitting in a plastic chair nearby calls us over, and he tells us he opposes the sentencia.
Our country must have control over its immigration, like every country in the world. It's essential. But it cannot be that someone born on this land, in this country, is not Dominican. That's incredible. It's stupid.
That's Julio Valenzuela. He's from Barahona, but lived in Miami for 20 years. I ask him if he thinks the court decision comes out of discrimination against Haitians, who in general have darker skin than Dominicans. He says no.
I live in your country.
When I was in your country, some rednecks would yell at me, "Hey, get out of here." But here, I've never heard a Dominican person say, "Hey, Haitian, get out of here." Never.
On the other side of the Arco de Triunfo is a high school where students are filing out of afternoon classes. One of them is David de la Paz. I ask him about the sentencia.
People born in one country shouldn't be deported to another country because they wouldn't know that country. Those born here must not be sent away, because that would cause too much suffering.
I ask his friend Eduardo Sanpadro if he's concerned about the sentencia. He hesitates before answering. So De La Paz turns to him and starts making it personal.
Let me tell you something. You know I'm Haitian, right? What if they came for me, even though I'm from here, and you know it? What if they came and deported me? Even though you and I have lived here side by side our whole lives, what if they came and took me away? Would that worry you?
Yes, I would be worried if they took you away, because they come for a lot of black people. We had people staying with us, and they had to run and hide in the mountains because immigration was after them. We were really worried. My mom was crying because she felt really bad.
I ask what they think motivates support for the sentencia. That's when another senior, Yaise Cuevas, chimes in. Dominicans are very racist, she says. The way we abuse Haitians, always asking for their papers and mistreating them. I ask if they think other countries should get involved in the issue of the sentencia or leave it alone. All the countries in the world should know about this, they say. The country most affected is weighing in. Haitian officials are scheduled to meet with their Dominican counterparts for talks starting on Tuesday. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken. Barahona, the Dominican Republic.
Amy has profiled four different people affected by the citizenship ruling in the Dominican Republic. You can find those profiles at PRI.org.